DW.
Rob Greenfield is a US activist who, a few years back, drastically changed his life in order to live more sustainably. His priorities shifted away from money and women to happily living out of his backpack. But he didn't stop there. Today, he dedicates his time to help raising awareness about the environment, with rather creative stunts like wearing a suit of bags filled with his own trash around New York for an entire month. Rob is currently touring Europe to promote sustainable lifestyles. I reached Rob Greenfield by phone in the UK to find out more.
I definitely do fairly extreme things. I've biked across the United States twice. I've lived in a 50-square-foot tiny house. I did a project where for 30 days I lived like the average American and wore all the trash I created, which ended up being about 90 pounds of trash. I've traveled to far-off places with no money whatsoever in my pocket on a mission to make it home to show the world that people are good. And yeah, so those are some of my recent projects.
And you also started a campaign called the Food Waste Fiasco. How did this food saving initiative come about?
So 4 years ago, I was biking across the United States and I was doing a project where I was trying to live as low of an impact lifestyle as I possibly could. So I started to look into a couple of grocery store dumpsters and I kept being surprised that every single time I would open it up and it was filled, often filled to the brim with perfectly good food. So on this bike trip, every time that I went through, I would go and I'd look and then just dumpster after dumpster after dumpster was filled to the brim with perfectly good food. So I decided this is something that I have to show people. You know, people need to see this. So I came up with the Food Waste Fiasco, which is where I go dumpster diving for 1 evening to 2 days, collect all the perfectly good food that I can find and then lay it out in a public park so people can come and really see it and really start to understand how much food we're wasting. Globally, we're wasting 1/3 of all the food we produce. It's hard for people to really wrap their head around a number, even though it's that big. But the Food Waste Fiasco really is designed to just give people an idea of how much perfectly good food is being wasted in one city on one day. And magnify that across the world.
So why is food waste such an important topic for you?
It is, without question, one of the most pressing environmental and humanitarian issues of our time. Because when we waste food, we're not just wasting food. It's all of the water that goes into growing it, all of the electricity that goes into moving that water, which is a huge amount, all of the fossil fuels used in growing and transporting it, all of the land, you know, a lot of the deforestation that occurs is to grow food. And when we waste 1/3 of our food, we're wasting 1/3 of that land. And then beyond that, you know, in the United States where I live, 1 in 7 Americans are food insecure. Globally, there's, you know, over 1 billion people who are in food poverty. We have enough food to feed the world. So let's simply live lives that are designed to be of benefit to the world. One of the greatest ways to do that is share our food, not waste it, eat it, and make sure everybody has enough.
And so what do you think are the main factors contributing to this food waste in the U.S.?
There's big ones. One is these dates, suggested sell-by, best-by, manufactured date. All of these dates confuse people. And the thing is, those dates are not about safety. They're not saying that the food's bad after. So if we can standardize those dates and understand those dates, that's a big one. Another big one is aesthetics. So a lot of fruits and vegetables are wasted because they're the wrong shape, color, or size. So instead of having that, making sure that if it's nutritionally valuable, which a crooked banana or a crooked carrot is the same as a size. So getting rid of those strict aesthetic standards that don't make any sense. Those are two of the really big ones.
So apart from these stunts and campaigns, how is your life sustainable?
Well, I mean, for me, I've probably made 300 positive changes in the last 5 years. So my life is unrecognizable in the way that it was before. Like, for example, this year I'm doing a project where I'm not buying or receiving anything that's new for the entire year. I lived in a 50-square-foot tiny house completely off the grid, using rainwater for all of my water needs and solar panels for my little bit of electricity needs. And also, was fairly easy because of the transition, because I've been working towards living a more simple, sustainable life for so long.
And what did it take for you to get to this point? What changes did you have to make in your life?
Well, for me, it started with one little thing at a time, and it started with little things like carrying a reusable bag and ditching plastic bags. It meant riding my bike more and driving the car less. It meant shopping local rather than going to the big box markets and supporting local businesses. It meant eating a more whole foods, unpackaged diet rather than all the processed packaged things. So for me, sustainable living is about reflecting on all of my little daily actions and paying attention to how they affect the earth.
And so would you say living sustainably is your profession?
Yeah, my job, my full-time job is to make the world a better place and try to leave it in a better situation for the next generations. It's not your normal job. I'm not paid. I have set a cap of earning no more than $5,000 a year personally so that I don't get wealthy on making the world a better place. It's not what I want to do. And I'm repaid with a lot of times with smiles. I mean, there's nothing that feels better than making somebody else feel better.
You don't have much of an income, but you say you live a pretty good life. So how do you survive?
Well, the main way that I survive is by minimizing my needs. Because the more you need, the harder it is to just get by. You know, in a lot of places, people are just making it paycheck to paycheck. And for me, I found that the simpler I live, the less bills I have, the less stuff I need, the more I'm able to ultimately spend the time doing things I want rather than making money for a lot of unnecessary things. So for me, I don't have a single bill to my name. I don't have a cell phone. And then really just living a very, very simple life that's based on relationships and love and experiences and nature rather than on stuff and material possessions.
And how much of your diet comes from dumpster diving?
I do dumpster dive still. I mean, the most dumpster diving I do is when I'm doing campaigns, which is frequently, which means I do a fair amount of dumpster diving. And so sometimes, you know, 50% of my diet is coming from dumpsters. Sometimes it's closer to 100%, and other times it's zero. So because I'm traveling all the time and my life is variable, it does vary. But I do probably throughout the year get a good portion, maybe half of all my food comes from a dumpster, grocery store dumpster in a given year.
So for those of us wanting to embark on a greener lifestyle, what tips do you have for those people?
So if I had just three tips to give to people to start to live more happily, more healthily, and more sustainably, first would be food. You know, eat more whole foods, unprocessed, unpackaged stuff. So less of that packaged, processed stuff from the store and more fruits and vegetables and less animal products as well. So that would be a big one. Another would be just incorporating natural movement into your life. So riding a bike and walking more than, you know, driving. And, you know, you could do your errands on a bike or walking, things like that. So just incorporating movement into your life. And natural exercise would be another really big one. I guess the third one would be anytime that you are being given something, questioning, is this something that's going to be used one time and then throw it away? So anything disposable like coffee cups or plastic bottles, find a reusable alternative instead. And that will totally make you think at the world around you differently. Think about a reusable life rather than a disposable life.
DW.